It's live, it's topical, and it's about business today. Every week, we bring guest experts from different fields to take your calls and questions. Real questions, real concerns, real problems that are happening right now in your business. This is Minding Your Business. Here's your host, Corey Stafford, entrepreneur and founder of Simply Quick Business Loans and Amusa Commercial Capital.
All right, welcome to Minding Your Business Radio on the Business Survival Radio Network. This is a program dedicated to helping business owners and entrepreneurs do business better. And I want to say you can register for our free newsletter and Minding Your Business checklist and other white papers at MindingYourBusinessRadio.com. You also remember to like us on Facebook at Facebook/MindingYourBusinessRadio. Now with me today, as always, Glenn Bowman, Career International Business Consultant, MBA, Certified Cash Manager, and Senior Vice President of Simply Quick Business Loans. Welcome, Glenn. I'm glad you're here because I know you just drove out of Oklahoma last night in a hurry to get away from that tornado.
Yeah, you actually sent me down here. You said, get out of there. And it was very interesting. It looks like the reports are getting worse about the damage that was done, and I think everybody saw everything on CNN. But our house is actually in the line from, you always hear these names, Chickasha, Blanchard, Newcastle, and then Moore Norman, and we're right on that
now
line.
Now tell me, why do you live in Tornado Alley? I've been asking you since you moved there 2 years ago.
Well, you know, I'm a Texan, and I love Texas, but I'll tell you, Norman, Oklahoma is about the greatest place I think somebody could live. I don't know if I kind of want to pound the support for Norman Chamber of Commerce because it's a beautiful, wonderful place, but we fled last night.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, what have you had, 5 tornadoes in 2 weeks maybe?
I think it was more than that. The day before, it looked pretty bad, but there's a few small ones that touched down south of us and north of us, but they tell you about a week ahead of time. If you've ever seen the movie Twister, the big weatherman up there is Gary England, and watching him and his crew is fascinating, and we've met some of the storm chasers and things like that. But it's fascinating, but once you've seen the destruction an F5 tornado does, it causes you to think.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you got out of there last night, got to Dallas as soon as you could. You know, guess who we got with us today also? Lynn Ray Stanfield.
Thank you, Lynn Ray.
Where's our audience? That's right. Where's our
there.
Lynn Ray Stanfield from Zeara.com. It's Z-E-A-R-A. I always have a problem.
X-E-A-R-A.
I'm sorry. It's X-E-A-R-A. Every week I have trouble with that. Lynn's been working with business clients for 15 years, building internet marketing campaigns and websites that work. Typically, they can increase the company's online sales by 20% and decrease their expenses by at least the same. Welcome, Glenn. I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back, too.
Well, you know, you were on last week. We didn't get to spend much time on what we were talking about, but I want to talk about something today that we actually practice in our business daily. And Glenn is a big part of that, and we really work hard at this. Now, I'm not going to say we're the best, but I think we're real good at it. And that is leveraging our business relationships with our customers for more business, building that relationship. And there's lots of online methods you can do this. In other words, staying in front of your business, I mean, in front of your clients. That's a big deal.
It is. Very big deal.
Well, you know, what we found out, and we found out early on, that if you don't stay in your customer's face, if they don't remember you, if you don't talk to them, you don't, you know, communicate with them on a regular basis, they forget who they did business with. How many times have you seen that happen? That's amazing to me.
Yeah, you know, it seems like we had a little bit of a stretch of about 2 or 3 weeks. We're always reviewing our processes and trying to make sure we're doing the right things. And so we've changed the process a little bit about, you know, following up with people that didn't qualify or didn't need the money at that time. And we had a stretch of about 2 or 3 weeks where when we did go back to them, they'd gone somewhere else. They got worse deals. They regretted it. But we've since, you know, kind of tweaked, even though we review that probably on a weekly basis, we've tweaked our system because, and we were talking about it as late as yesterday afternoon before we fled for the tornadoes, but we're always, I guess, trying to figure out how do we stay in front of them to make sure that people come to us for the first time and then we keep them.
Well, you know, in advertising, you know, whether you're doing media advertising, radio, television, you know, any sort of social media, you want to stay. It's all about repetition. It's all about remembering someone. You know, if you run a radio commercial one time, you're not going to get any response on it. If you run that commercial three times a day, 5 days a week for a month, people, after a while, they feel like they know you. And that's one thing I learned doing radio for 10 years is people feel like they know you. You actually have that relationship with your audience. And it's the same way with building that relationship and staying in front of your clients and doing it, you know, with the today's online methods are better. Lee, let's talk about some of those methods.
All righty. One that we touched on last week, we didn't get into too a lot of detail, was the email marketing and newsletters. And it kind of goes back to something that I've been taught a long time ago in business, is that the easiest sale you're going to make is to people that have already know you, have done business with you, or like you. And so staying in contact with those people is extremely important. And one of the easiest ways, other than just picking up the phone and making a call, is to send out an email or marketing newsletter probably twice a month.
You know, in the old days, when you sent out a newsletter, you had to go to the printer or print it yourself. You had to stuff an
envelope.
Mail
merge.
Yeah, mail merge. I haven't heard that term in a while, but even though people still use it, and you put a stamp on it, somebody had to stuff it or had the the printer stuff it. It's very expensive to send out a newsletter. You know, used in the old days, and when I say the old days, it hadn't been too many years ago, people charged for their newsletters, and I'm sure they do still, some of them. But now, you know, we offer a newsletter, Minding Your Business Radio, for free. And all you got to do is go to the mindingyourbusinessradio.com and sign up. We'll send you a newsletter for free. But we don't mail it to you. We're going to send it to you electronic format and email. And that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah. It doesn't take very long to create the content. And you don't want the content to always be the same. I mean, you want to be able to tell a joke occasionally, you know, and let people know what's going on in your business, and you want to have a few call to actions in there, but you generally just want to give out some general business advice. And the main purpose is to say, hey, we're still here, we're still relevant, and when you need us, give us a call.
You know, something interesting on one of our last sends out of our, don't know if I should mention it, Constant Contact database is that, well, just did mention it, is that...
you get a quarter every time you mention that. I'll make sure you get paid.
Is that on Memorial Day we wanted to send a little bit more reverent office closed message rather than big party slam, you know, people dressed up like Uncle Sam kind of message. And the interesting thing, we have thousands of people in our database, and we had a pretty high rate, not a high rate, I mean it was in less than 1% of people unsubscribe when we sent a more reverent message. But if you look at the open rate of the newsletter, we had, 25% of the people that received it actually looked at the newsletter.
You know, I had that same thing happen last year at Thanksgiving. I decided on my Thanksgiving newsletter for the second one for the month, I was going to tell the Thanksgiving story about the pilgrims and, you know, the freedom that they wanted to have when they came to the country. And that has been, to this date, my largest opened newsletter I've sent out to a client.
Yeah, and I think we did something similar around Christmas time. And Corey and I debated about it, but Corey wanted to kind of stand behind his principles on that, and I was saying, it's a little bit too heavy, perhaps, for business. But that's my old consulting background sneaking up on me. And we had the exact same thing. We had about five people immediately not even unsubscribe, but say, take me off your list, kind of angrily over it. But
we sent the Christmas message, I think. But, you know, we're going to stand with our principles and beliefs. So, well, you know, I want to mention this, that I'd like to know, and I don't know if there's statistics or not out there, but just a guess, and people you do business with, how many of them actually are using email and the newsletters to stay in contact with the customers? Small businesses, small mid-cap businesses. I don't know how many do, but I know not near enough do.
I would say probably, and I'm just kind of guessing this number based upon the last 15 years of doing business with small businesses owners, probably not more than 20% at most.
Yeah, I would think it was less than that.
You know what? I'll say this. I'll say that the retail people do it better than the business to business, and our business is a business to business, and we do it heavily. But a lot of people think it's retail, you know, we're having a sale on nail polish this month, that kind of thing.
Well, one of the things you don't want to do when you're staying in contact with your clients, and we learned this a long time ago, is if you've got that regular newsletter campaign or email campaign, what you don't want to do is you don't want to always be trying to sell something. In fact, this applies in your newsletters and in social media, and that is you want to keep your content and information at that 60% level. 60% of the stuff you send out needs to be content and good information, helpful advice. 30% should be entertaining, and about 10% should be promotion and sales. Because if you just start sending out emails and send out newsletters and it's always trying to sell them something, they'll unsubscribe and they will take you out and you won't talk to them anymore.
I would say 90% of what I receive is promotional. Even the Memorial Day closing, it was, you know, the
stuff that you get.
Yeah,
weekend blowout sale.
You know, that kind of stuff. And I'm personally a little bit put off on that on Memorial Day. It's kind of a somber, reflective weekend for us.
Yeah, it's so true. So I think that's a big lesson. If you're going to use email campaigns and you know, database marketing and newsletters and social media, this applies to social media. Make sure you're offering good information, content, something that people can use, mostly some entertainment factor in there, you know, maybe stories, jokes, and maybe a little bit of promotion. I think that's a big lesson, and you'll build your database faster, and people will you'll build that relationship better with people if you're always not trying to sell them something.
Yeah, on my own personal business newsletters, email marketing that I do, the only call to action that I have is at the very bottom, at the end of all the content that I've distributed that time, you know, that's hopefully helpful business hints. And it's just, hey, if you know anyone that needs some help with their, you know, their business marketing online or their websites, just give me a call. Here's my phone number.
Hey, before we go to break, I want to talk to business owners that are still operating their business as a sole proprietorship or a DBA. This is called risky business. Hiring attorneys and forming a corporation or an LLC can be very expensive. But not anymore. Minding Your Business Radio has an affiliate partnership with LegalZoom where you can form your own corporation or LLC for as little as $99, and you can do it right there online. Go to MindingYourBusinessRadio.com, and on the lower right side, start your business online. Hit that. It's easy. It's quick. It's a great value. Stop risking your personal assets and credit for your business. Form your own corporation or LLC today for as little as $99. Go to MindingYourBusinessRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Thank you, LegalZoom.
6:60 a.m. The Answer. After a brutal terror attack in London, Dennis Prager wants to set the record straight.
Everything that this monster said is a lie.
By far the greatest number of innocent Muslims are being killed by other Muslims.
That's, for example, in Syria and Iraq. They and we are in Afghanistan dying,
literally,
to protect Muslims, not to kill them.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon, right before the Wells Report at 2, on 6:60 a.m. The Answer. The Mike Gallagher Show.
An Iraq veteran fired a warning shot to stop a man who tried to break into his home. The police seized the vet's AR-15 and charged him with unlawful use of a weapon. If the AR-15 had been a shotgun, would police have acted the same way? Also, Starbucks is banning smoking within 25 feet of their entrances. Can a business stop people from engaging in illegal activity 25 feet from their entrance? We're going to debate that.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at noon. On 6:60 a.m., The Answer.
A lot of business owners are too busy putting out daily fires to plan their business success. This is Corey Stafford from Minding Your Business Radio, and I want to tell you about a new video series we're offering here on Minding Your Business Radio. The video series is called A Year in Business Success. This video series features New York Times bestselling author and well-known business speaker and coach Larry Winget, along with bestselling author and business speaker Randy Pennington, along with other well-known business speakers and coaches. This series includes 52 weekly videos that will coach you and your team to business success. This is not a motivational series. This series will give you the tools that you and your team need to be successful over the next year. If you only take away one thing that changes your business and leads you to success, then it's worth the investment. For more information, go to MindingYourBusinessRadio.com. Every business owner and manager must see this video series. It will change the way you do business. Check it out on mindingyourbusinessradio.com.
Lynn Ray Stanfill of Zierra offers online consulting, internet marketing, and websites for small and medium-sized businesses. Learn more by calling him at 800-294-2516 or visiting him online at internetmarketingandwebsites.com. 15-plus years of working within the internet technologies field has provided him the experience and expertise to help propel your business to the top. What makes his service unique is that he takes the time to understand your business needs and the target market you're attempting to reach with your product and service. Then, for an affordable price, he custom builds a website that's built with client conversions in mind and tailors an online marketing program that will drive new leads and sales at the lowest possible cost. Lynn typically helps his clients by increasing their online leads and sales, cutting their expenses by significant margins. Learn more by calling 800-294-2516 or visiting internetmarketingandwebsites.com. Works with search engine optimization, pay-per-click marketing, newsletter and email marketing, affiliate marketing, Craigslist marketing, product feeds for e-commerce websites, and common sense social media marketing.
Attention business owners, SimplyQuickBusinessLoans.com has over $10 million in funds available for a limited time to lend to small business owners who need working capital now. Short-term working capital loans from $5,000 to $300,000. Apply now at SimplyQuickBusinessLoans.com and have your working capital in as little as 48 hours. SimplyQuickBusinessLoans.com is approving short-term working capital loans in as little as 24 hours and funding in as little as 48 hours. Don't worry about personal credit scores as we approve business loans with credit scores as low as 500. Our application process is simple and quick. Just complete a 5-minute online application at simplyquickbusinessloans.com. We approve most loans within 24 to 48 hours without the hassle of providing extensive business financial documentation. If your business needs working capital now without the hassle of traditional loan applications, apply now at simplyquickbusinessloans.com and have your cash in as little as 48 hours. Simply Quick Business Loans, 8117 Preston Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75.
660 AM, The Answer. 660 AM, TheAnswer.com.
If you are a business owner struggling in today's economy or just have questions on how to bring your business into the 21st century, this is a live call-in talk show, and we're going to be taking your calls and answering your questions. So give us a call at 866-660-5759. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and get today's free downloadable report at our website at mindingyourbusinessradio.com. Now, here's Corey.
And welcome back to Minding Your Business Radio on the Business Survival Radio Network. This segment sponsored by SimplyQuickBusinessLoans.com. If you need short-term working capital, you can go online to SimplyQuickBusinessLoans.com. Just a simple five-minute application, and you can have $5,000 to $1 million in working capital in as little as 48 hours. If you just tuned in, this is a radio program dedicated to helping business owners and entrepreneurs. Now, we've got a free newsletter and some white papers and the Minding Your Business checklist that you can sign up, register and sign up and access copies and listen to previous shows at mindingyourbusinessradio.com. If you just joined us, we are talking about how to leverage your current business relationships for more business, of course, with online methods. And I'm Corey Stafford. With me, Glenn Bowman, business consultant and senior vice president of Simply Quick Business Loans, and Lynn Stanfield, an internet marketing and website expert. Now, before we went to break, we're talking about how to stay in front of your customers. So, Glenn, what was it you said at the first of the break, the first of the show, the easiest customer, what was that line?
He said the easiest sales with your existing customer.
Right.
The easiest sale is with your existing customer.
Or people that already know you and like you.
Okay, so I've done business. You know, I've been a client, a customer on the other side, and I will maybe buy a service or a product, and then I want to buy the same service or product a year later, and I can't remember who I did business with. Has that ever happened to you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the problem. If that service provider or retailer or wholesaler would have got my name in their email, in their database, mm-hmm. and been sending me newsletters and been sending me communications, just information, just staying in front of me. I like to see their picture, too, a picture of somebody, right? The sales rep or the account rep or the whoever. If I would have been getting that, I would have remembered. It was just the other day I was trying to remember who I did business with. If you are a business owner and your clients are trying to remember who you are, who you did business with, you failed. And I think it's less than 10% business owners stay in contact with their clients. And that's what we're talking about.
Last year, I called a plumber out to the house to fix an issue that we had. And immediately, every 2 weeks, I get a postcard from that company letting me know any specials they're having, let me know they're still in business, you know, give them a call. And I think that's incredibly smart to send out a postcard to your current client base. Now, you know, it might not work for trying to find new prospects and new leads, but for to your current client database, that's incredibly smart for a business to consumer.
Yeah, because you're going to remember that guy. You're going to remember that company anyway,
yes,
right?
Yes.
We've always had a motto or a saying or whatever at our company, and I've done this for the last 30 years, is we're going to contact our customers until they call the police or unsubscribe, right? So important.
And we've had a couple that have done both.
Yeah, right. So we're talking about, you know, staying in contact with your customers. Leverage that customer database for more business because, like you said, the easiest sell is your customer you already have. So we talked about email, marketing, and newsletters. And we spent some time on that, how to stay in front of them. I've read reports. You said newsletters ought to maybe go out 2 times a month. I've read reports where they've done studies on the number of times the most effective marketing email marketing campaigns worked that in a month. And the number that ranked the highest was 5 times a month. I was surprised. I thought that was too many. I was thinking 1 to 2 times a month. But
so that it may depend on what you're doing, what kind of service you're offering,
what kind
of product. Yeah.
I think it depends on you. Also, what you're saying in your marketing piece or your newsletter. And again, if you just joined us, we talked about this. Your marketing piece for email marketing or, you know, your database marketing to existing clients needs to really be about 60% content and information, 30% information, and 10% promotion.
30% humorous.
Yeah.
Yeah, telling stories, jokes.
Yeah, or, you know, singing and dancing, juggling,
that's
whatever
right.
You do. I'm a guitar player. Maybe I'll sit on there and do guitar videos.
You know, but the call to action should really not be more than 10%.
Right. And this principle, this is the experts that I have read. That's their recommendations. Mm. This is not my recommendation. That's theirs, and I agree with them.
You know, it's kind of interesting because we have about...
Because they're experts.
Well, we have about 5 different categories of the types of things that we send, and we track that to see what the hit rate is on those. We also have had enough experience of knowing the time in between our sends, and in the numbers for us show that every 2 weeks has given us the best open rate and click-through rates.
We have a very what's our open rate over 20%?
Yeah, and it's funny because
that's extremely high.
Well, we have you know, in the 4 digits in our database of our radio followers, and when the highest hit rate, we've kind of shattered what we used to do before in our companies, is our announcements about who's on the radio show, et cetera, and we're hitting 25% to 30% open rates on the radio show.
And, you know, I've done email marketing before, and the rates have always been, open rates have been 8% or something, 6 or 8%.
I think that's good.
Yeah, I think 6% and 8% is pretty good, but we get a very high. I'm not sure what to contribute that to, but I'll take credit and give Glenn credit for it.
Yeah, I'm the one that pushes the send button, so I think it's right
you.
Here, baby.
It's all you, right? Well, let's go to our next method for staying in front of your clients or even, you know, new prospects. You got down here social marketing. There's a lot of people listening that don't know what social marketing is.
Yeah, okay. I wish somebody would tell me.
Yeah. Well, social media, you know, Facebook. A lot. You know, my mother is 69 years old, and she's on Facebook every morning. I don't think she ever does anything. Mom, if you're listening, I mean this in a nice way. I don't think she does any, you know, postings or anything like that. But she likes to read what other people are saying and what they're doing. And
I don't think she's on the social media at some other site, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Facebook. But, you know, there is a lot of people that have Facebook don't realize you can do a business page for your Facebook, like a Minding Your Business Radio.
Yes.
We have our own Facebook page for all our other 2 companies. And we also use LinkedIn, which is the number one social media site for businesses. And I also use Twitter. Now, we've got them all connected.
Mm-hmm.
So that when we post on one, it goes to all. Now, that works a little bit against your recommendation, which I agree with your recommendation, how to use social media for your business. But we haven't got that far yet. We haven't spent the time to go there. And let's talk about it. Tell me how you see it working, Lynn.
Well, you know, there's the three bigs. The big ones are Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And each one has its own, you know, purpose and its own audience. Probably the easiest way for a small to medium-sized business to look at social media is to say, okay, we know we need to be there. We know we need to be pushing our message out and for people to see it. But it can be expensive. Yeah, I mean, hiring somebody full-time to run social media campaigns for a small business is probably out of the question for most people.
Yeah.
So you got to find a way to get the message out there and do it effectively. And what I suggest is there's some tools online that you can sign up for that are free or almost free that will allow you to build like a spreadsheet of messages that you can then, what I call, drip feed out, one a day, one every other day, so that it automatically goes out. You don't have to think about it. And then when something relevant happens in your business, you manually log in or you should be monitoring what's happening, and then you go ahead and you tweet that or you post that on Facebook. But you've always got that marketing message going out, and I don't mean a marketing message with a call to action. It should be just like your email and your newsletters. It should be useful business information, tidbits, you know.
You should be a resource.
Yes.
Become known as a resource. Become known as the expert, and people will call you.
You know, it's something interesting about that, Lynn Ray, and we're not doing that, Lynn Ray, and that is that that one of the things I think that you've talked to us about is how we should probably be blogging more to get more content. And I'm wondering, and we at least you and I haven't discussed this, is there a way to build up about, you know, 20, 30, 50 blog messages and drip feed those into just your regular website to get it kind of a higher ranking on the search engines?
If you do a blog, if you're doing regular blogging, which I encourage all my clients to do on their website, you can connect your blog to Facebook so that your blog, the information you're doing there, which is going to be a lot more detailed than a 150, you know, text message, that will automatically post onto your Facebook page.
All right, we got to go to break, but when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion. And this is great information. If you want to know how to get more business, leverage your current relationships to get more business or build new business, we're talking about that now. And we'll do that when we come back right here on Minding Your Business Radio.
The Mark Davis Show, morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM, The Answer. Bill Bennett isn't believing the stories from the former head of the IRS.
In Shulman's case, he visited the White House 118 times. Some of this, Shulman says, was probably about the IRS's role in implementing Obama health reform.
And the others had no explanation.
He can't remember why he went. I'm not buying that. When you go to the White House, that's a little bit like being called to the principal's office.
Bill Bennett's Morning in America, weekday mornings at 5. Right before the Mark Davis Show at 7 on 660 AM, The Answer. If you missed the Wells Report on 660 AM, The Answer, you missed.
We conservatives are winning.
Stand strong.
We conservatives are making ourselves heard.
Keep working.
We invite you to join us and have the discussions necessary to save our land.
Real presidents get aircraft carriers named after them.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear.
John David Wells, afternoons at 2, followed by Michael Medved at 5 on 660 AM, The Answer.
Are you a business owner in need of working capital but can't get approved for a loan in today's economic climate? SimplyQuickBusinessLoans.com can approve your loan within 24 hours and provide you the cash you need in as little as 48 hours. Whether you need a 3-month loan for $5,000 or an 18-month loan for $300,000, with loan amounts as small as $5,000 and as large as $300,000, SimplyQuickBusinessLoans.com can provide you the working capital you need for things like expansion, growth, bulk purchasing opportunities, or any other business need. Our application process is simple and quick. Just complete a 5-minute online application at simplyquickbusinessloans.com. We approve most loans within 24 to 48 hours without the hassle of providing extensive business financial documentation. If your business needs working capital now without the hassle of traditional loan applications, apply now at simplyquickbusinessloans.com and have your cash in as little as 48 hours. Simply Quick Business Loans, 8117 Preston Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75.
Lynn Ray Stanfill of Zierra offers online consulting, internet marketing, and websites for small and medium-sized businesses. Learn more by calling him at 800-294-2516 or visiting him online at internetmarketingandwebsites.com. 15-plus years of working within the internet technologies field has provided him the experience and expertise to help propel your business to the top. What makes his service unique is that he takes the time to understand your business needs and the target market you're attempting to reach with your product and service. Then, for an affordable price, he custom builds a website that's built with client conversions in mind and tailors an online marketing program that will drive new leads and sales at the lowest possible cost. Lynn typically helps his clients by increasing their online leads and sales, cutting their expenses by significant margins. Learn more by calling 800-294-2516 or visiting internetmarketingandwebsites.com. Works with search engine optimization, pay-per-click marketing, newsletter and email marketing, affiliate marketing, Craigslist marketing, product feeds for e-commerce websites, and common sense social media marketing.
A lot of business owners are too busy putting out daily fires to plan their business success. This is Corey Stafford from Minding Your Business Radio, and I want to tell you about a new video series we're offering here on Minding Your Business Radio. The video series is called A Year in Business Success. This video series features New York Times bestselling author and well-known business speaker and coach Larry Winget, along with bestselling author and business speaker Randy Pennington, along with other well-known business speakers and coaches. This series includes 52 weekly videos that will coach you and your team to business success. This is not a motivational series. This series will give you the tools that you and your team need to be successful over the next year. If you only take away one thing that changes your business and leads you to success, then it's worth the investment. For more information, go to mindingyourbusinessradio.com. Every business owner and manager must see this video series. It will change the way you do business. Check it out on MindingYourBusinessRadio.com.
660 AM. The Answer. 660 AM. TheAnswer.com.
If you are a business owner struggling in today's economy or just have questions on how to bring your business into the 21st century, this is a live call-in talk show, and we're going to be taking your calls and answering your questions. So give us a call at 866-660-5759. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and get today's free downloadable report at our website at MindingYourBusinessRadio.com. Now, here's Corey.
And welcome back to Minding Your Business Radio on the Business Survival Radio Network. This segment is sponsored by Zierra.com, your website and internet marketing specialist. I'm going to spell that. X-E-A-R-A.com. But you can find out more about Lynn Ray Stanfill and his internet marketing programs and website services. And you can go and look on the web, see the Minding Your Business Radio website under guest experts and sponsors. Lynn is a great resource. I want to tell you, we were handling all our pay-per-click campaigns, internet pay-per-click campaigns up until 3 months ago, and Lynn took over. And when he did, we've seen a great increase in traffic and, you know, contacts in just a short period of time for the same money. We're spending the same money, but we're getting more bang for our buck.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, is bang for the buck. We are pretty savvy, I guess, technology-wise for the average business folks, but, you know, we try to do it ourselves, and we paid for a little bit of, you know, some fancy services that would allow kind of, you know, give you the graphic user interface kind of experience, but we don't know all the tricks. We don't do it for a living. It goes back to what you say, Corey, is do what you do best and outsource the rest. And we did that. And we're probably cut our cost by 75% when you look at cost per lead generated.
Well, if you look at this, someone like Lynn, he's an expert. He does it every day. He's probably 10 times more efficient than we are, 10 times more effective. We can spend our time doing what we do best and outsource that function to Lynn's company.
Yeah, and if I do say so, he's pretty easy on the eyes.
His picture's on the website. You'd be a judge for that.
And if we call him the face man around
all
here.
Right, if you just joined us, I'm Corey Stafford, and Glenn Bowman is with me, business consultant and senior vice president of Simply Quick Business Loans. And, Lynn, of course, Lynn Ray Stanfield of Zierra.com. He's your internet marketing and website expert. We're talking about how you can operate your business better and leverage your current client list for more business. So we talked about staying in touch, staying in the face of your current clients, and why that's easier to make a sale to a client you already have than create a new client. Well, we're talking about social media and social marketing right now, and a lot of people don't, especially, you know, if you're over 50, you probably are not going to be as aware. And I am over 50. I know I don't sound it, but
you sure as heck look it.
My color is not coming out of my beard. I put it in my goatee.
Just for men.
Exactly. How did you know? Where were we? Okay, social media. So if you're over, you know, I find it that I am over 50. I don't feel over 50. I don't feel over 49. But I find out that it is harder to deal with technology unless you stay on top of it. And I'm a change agent myself. So I thank God for that gift that I always want to change. I think it's a gift called ADD. And I like it because I'm always wanting to keep things moving and keep things going and learning the next big thing, you know. So I stay on top of that stuff. Well, a lot of people my age are like that, and a lot of people that are older than me are not, and they are. So a lot of folks run businesses that aren't aware of what's going on in today's market. And if you're losing market share, if you're losing, you know, your business is diminishing, then you're looking for new ways to build a business. The best ways to build your business is with your clients you already have, is get in front of them and don't let them forget you. There's a lot of business owners that don't have a client list or a database.
You know, something interesting I want to add to that, it's not just the cost of sales. If you think about, gosh, the renewal business that we do, the repeat customers that we do in our business, they've done the dance with us, we're familiar with them, and those deals are so much easier. They probably require, from an operations standpoint, maybe 20% of the effort of a new deal. And I think, you know, again, the cost of sales is a lot less, but...
Well, the relationship's already there. It's because they know us. They feel like they know us. We feel like we know them. We do.
Yeah, I mean, it's not our first dance with them, and that alone helps the flow of our particular, in our type of business, the flow of the deals.
What we also try to do, and, you know, this is a non-technology-based solution or a non- internet-based solution, but we try to pick up the phone and call our clients once a month.
Exactly. I was going to suggest that a lot of small businesses, they don't have a contact management system to let them know, hey, you know, I need to give George a call this week because I haven't talked to him in 3 weeks.
Oh, you know George, too? We do business with George.
I just called him.
But, I mean, but that's critical. I worked with a guy for a short period of time when I came back from San Antonio, and he was...
San Antonio, by the way.
we're in Texas.
S.A.
He was on it every single day. I mean, he made a personal phone call to his top clients once a week. And, you know, the clients that were not so important were maybe, you know, he called him at least every 2 or 3 weeks. And he had it on his computer. It popped up. It's time to call Don. It's time to call George. It's time to call Susie.
Well, you know, and I think that's really important. You know, we've got actually our client list of clients that we've done business with is thousands deep. So we're not able to call them, but we're starting to create that, you know, reminder in our customer relationship management system where we call them once a month, and it's real important that you stay in front of your clients.
Well, you know, we run our business basically off of our, they call it CRM, our customer relationship management, that has all the data and information. And we put all of our tasks and activities for either deals we have in progress where we're actually doing operational work to follow up calls on people and things like that. And I, you know, I'm willing to bet that to get into that system we had, and I don't know the cost, Corey, but it's probably less than $50 is what it costs a month.
You know, it costs them millions and millions of dollars to develop that technology, but we can subscribe to it for, a small amount of money, you know, $65 per license or something like that per month. But we stay in front of them, and that's how we do it. Reminders, you know, that are built in our customer relationship management. But we're talking about social media, if you just joined us, and how you can, you know, leverage your relationships for more business. But social media is not just your client list, your connections in Twitter, or your followers in Twitter, and your connections in LinkedIn, and your fans in Facebook. They've all got different names, but you want your clients to be in that social media, but you also want prospects, other relationships that you're trying to build.
One of the great things about social media is, let's take your Facebook, your personal Facebook page. You've got connections there that are business related, they're church related, they're former business associates related. I mean, you're going to have, you know, the average person has 150 to 300 connections on Facebook, and it runs the rampant of their entire life, even going back to high school. And there you have an opportunity every, you know, occasionally to put out a message about your business to people that you would never be able to get that message to.
Yeah, it's a great thing, man. 10 years ago, we didn't even know what it was. Today, it's a big part of our business. I spend, you know, an hour a day on it. But I will tell you that it is some work. But, you know, that's why they call it work. And that's, you know, that's our guest next week wrote a book called that. We'll talk about that when we come back. Got to go to break now. We've been talking about how you can leverage your relationships, your business relationships for more business. When we come back, you've heard it said, fail to plan and plan to fail. We're going to talk about planning your business right here on Minding Your Business Radio.